This issue has been talked about for the past 25 to 30 years, and it has always been mentioned consistently that there are people that don't speak the language. You are in government offices, you are in police stations, you are at hospitals, you are at school. It's also something that which drove the constitutional provisions of ensuring that all languages are recognized. It's just a reinvention of the wheel to give ZANU-PF a new lease of life. The move is good.
Government is saying it will tackle the problem from the roots, like building more colleges for teacher training in those areas.
I don't think really it is necessary to start building more colleges with a government that is already broke and there's no resources. So like they did with the MET intakes in Matabeleland, structure the intakes of teacher trainers in such a way that you give a very visible and covert balanced system when teachers are graduating or nurses are graduating or policemen are graduating. There is enough stock to be able to sustain the demands in the different parts of the country. It's a national issue that requires a more strategic approach. I myself, I'm of dual language, and I don't think it would be a crisis for the government to have a positive program, affirmative action, that if you want to be employed in a particular public sector system, you need to be of dual language.